KILLRadio.org, Frequency and Phrenology. Dr. G, Dr. Groovy here with you. Saturday afternoon, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Welcome to the world of phrenology. Frequencies for you. Welcome to the afternoon. It was really difficult for me to get in here on time because all of a sudden this area is so popular on Saturday afternoons. I used to be able to park without any problem, and now I get here and it's completely overrun with all of the patrons of the $2.99 all the time stores. We have two stores, $2.99 all the time and a $4.99 and up. And man, this place is hopping. now that all of those cheap clothes are available. It is very impressive. And there's a bar, too, so maybe that has something to do with it. But so I just had a serious workout getting over here on time and barely made it. So welcome. Nice to see you, sort of. Maybe one day I will see you, because maybe one day we will have a webcam in here. But as of now, we don't. And as of now, I really didn't like this song that we started playing, so I wanted to turn it off very quickly. I sometimes do that because I don't always preview all of the tunes that I play here. Sorry. So, you know, if you don't like it, well, now it's over. Huh. It was something called Sex City. Wow. You know, why did I play that? But I make mistakes too, because I am human. And I have found that out much more in this past week or so than I have known for a long time. That is right. My humanness came out very muchly in the last week or so. Very difficult times, but we grow. You know, that which does not kill us makes us stronger, right? And, well, you know, not that anything was killing me this week. I mean, it wasn't like I was in a rock or anything, but it was an emotionally difficult week. And I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad for myself that I stood up for myself, and I don't usually do that, so I'm really stoked. I kind of learned something from the past and realized that I couldn't make situations better just because I wanted them to be better. It's just some situations suck, and there's no way you can make it much better, and you just have to move on. So that, you know, I feel good about that. I feel good about that. And, you know, you just kind of live and learn. And to those who were maybe, you know, not so happy with my decisions, if you're listening, sorry. But, you know, we will all grow. So we got some Dance Macabre Faint remix behind me now. You may know how much I like the Faint. And if you're listening because I posted to MySpace, you know I will not play the Shins. So that is just for you. Because I care. I care about what you listen to. I care so much that I play Jimi Hendrix to start off my hour and a half with you. And cool things coming up. My mom and dad are in town. My father. Hi, Dad. If you're listening, hi, Mom. They just came into town. They're probably still driving, but I'm going to try to get them on the phone with us, and we'll have a little conversation. Dad was the chairman of the Office of Management and Budget for Ronald Reagan and chairman of the Federal Trade Commission under Reagan as well. He's quite a Reaganite and Republican, and so is my mom. And my dad ran for Senate a couple of times, and my mom ran for Congress a couple of times, so they're quite political. And have very firm opinions about things. And so I thought I'd maybe talk to them a little bit about what they thought about some current events, such as the upcoming presidential elections and Iran, things like that. See what they have to say. So we'll see if we can get them on the phone. If we get them on the phone, unfortunately, you won't be able to converse with me on the phone. But keep in mind that I have the AOL Instant Messenger on at Kill Radio Station, all one word. Kill Radio Station for the AOL Instant Messenger. And if you'd like to call in when I'm not talking to my parents, the number is 213-252-0998. And you can tell me your opinions on these various matters and any other matters you'd like to talk about. Medical matters. I am free. Free as in I at no cost to you. And free as in available. To answer medical questions you might have. As you know, I am a true doctor. Doctor of groove, but doctor nonetheless. And as a matter of fact, just gave a presentation at a conference this morning, Innovations in Medical Education, where some colleagues and I did some research on email communication with patients and how we could make it better and safer, faster, stronger, smarter, all that kind of good stuff. So yes, you know, I do that in the morning and then I come here in the afternoon. So what can you say about that? Is that a well-rounded woman? All right. Thank you very much. Give myself some props. And let's see what else. Yes, so I will answer your questions if you have any, and maybe I'll talk about some things as well. You might have heard me talk about this before, but smokers out there, tobacco smokers, please keep in mind there's a new medication out called Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X, that is proving very helpful to quit smoking. And for some reason, there is absolutely no advertisement about it. Now, I wonder why that would be. Probably because tobacco companies don't want you to know about it. But let me tell you, the stuff has really good numbers in terms of helping people quit. And so if you really want to quit and you're really, you know, stuck on the cigarettes, this stuff could conceivably help you. So ask your doctor about it. It's prescription only. It works a lot better than Zyban or Wellbutrin did, bupropion. And it works better than the gum and the patch and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you're really serious about it, check in with your doctor, ask them about that. Chantix is what it's called. And maybe it could help you out. So I think that's all I have right now. I always have more, but I will let you think of it and give me a call. 213-252-0998. Welcome to the Hours of Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy on killradio.org. by Dave and Danielle. And Jody, that one was for you. Thank you very much. Snake River Conspiracy and Le Tigre. Up next, TKO, Kill Radio.
I'm waiting.
sounds like nothing's playing. But in fact, it is. It's the lovely Cigaros. Some stuff that I like. And you conceivably could like too. So let's see where we are with that. Yeah, it's time to go to church. Cigaros. Sveffen Ge Englar is the name of this tune, this rockin' tune. Have you ever seen Cigaros in like a big auditorium? It's pretty amazing. Dave and Danielle, thanks for tuning in. And Dave and Danielle, Diva Danielle is a DJ in her own right. Dave is as well. I don't know what his DJ name is. Oh gosh, I used to. Now I feel so bad. I can't remember. But they played last night together and didn't make it there, but sounds pretty cool. So, and you know what I did? Because I was just playing Le Tigre, I was thinking about Kathleen Hanna because I actually knew her a long time ago, peripherally. She dated one of my friends. And wow, you know, come to find that Ms. Kathleen Hanna is so popular that she has a Wikipedia entry. Kathleen Hanna, born 12th November 1968, is an American musician. That's what the first line of her Wikipedia entry is. Isn't that cool? She's got a Wikipedia entry, and she's got a picture there from Annandale Hotel in Sydney, Australia, where she's wearing this like long t-shirt that looks like a beach t-shirt with a guy with like a European bikini bathing suit and nothing else. And he looks oiled. And she's wearing a shirt with that guy on it. And that's, you know, wow. That's Kathleen Hanna. She is the former lead singer of Bikini Kill from the 1990s and the feminist electronic band Le Tigre, which I just played. And I've had this issue before. Is it Le Tigre or Le Tigre? I don't know. She'd have to tell me. I want somebody who knows to tell me. I don't want you who doesn't know to tell me, because I want to know the right way to pronounce that. In 1998, Hanna released a solo album under the name Julie Ruin, an album which I used to have, and now I only have the cover. Oops. I don't know where that CD went. Anyway, Hanna has also written about feminism and art and has collaborated with a wide variety of musicians, appearing on records with numerous artists such as Atari Teenage Riot, Joan Jett, The Ricketts, Green Day, Internal External, and Mike Watt. So it goes on. She's got her life and career. Oh my gosh, you know, and see, here I see names that I, people I used to know. Mr. Calvin Johnson of Beat Happening. Hello. Yeah, it doesn't name my other friend who she used to date. Oh, but she was once involved with Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters and Nirvana. Talks about Bikini Kill, talks about Riot Girl, between bands, Le Tigre, and it even has a trivia section about her, mentioning that she was mentioned recently on an episode of The L Word. Wow, they just pack this Wikipedia with stuff. How amazing is that? So, you know, I hear that Wikipedia, you can be a writer too. Anyone can contribute to the old Wikipedia here. So if there's something that, you want to contribute to, I think you can just do it. And I think they take like a week to check some facts and then they throw it up there. So if you want to be a writer with the online encyclopedia that is Wikipedia, go for it. So, did you know there was a lunar eclipse, like, yesterday? Yeah. Pretty crazy. It was a full moon here. I think that was either last night or tonight. I don't know exactly which night it was, but Moon Tribe is this weekend, so I know that there was a full moon in there, because that's how they do their thing. And apparently if you were in England last night, you could have seen a total lunar eclipse. So not a solar eclipse, but a lunar eclipse that happens more often than a solar eclipse, of course. So if you were over there, you caught a nice little view of a red moon. And I wonder if it... I don't think it goes completely dark when you have a lunar eclipse. So, but that's okay, because you don't need it completely dark. all the time. So you are listening to Kill Radio, Frequency and Phrenology on Saturdays. I am the Doctor of Groove, Dr. Groovy. I can impart to you medical information, nonsense information, current events information, and maybe even something about what might be going on, such as Mocha tonight. David Geffen, contemporary at Mocha, presents many DJs tonight and fun and partying. So go check that out. Go check that out if you've got nothing else to do tonight. And I wonder if Tommy D is going to be joining me today. Hey, Tommy D, if you're out there, let me know if you're going to be coming in. Tommy D is my straight man. A straight man, because, you know, I'm the funny one, and I need a straight man, so that's what he serves as for me, my purpose. Let's see what's going on here with the charmless man. How many of these do you know? Charmless men. Yeah, they exist. Blah.
Drink away the gloom. He sat me down, so began the story of a charmless man. Yeah.
All right, Frequency and Phrenology listeners, it's Dr. Groovy. You know, Tommy D isn't going to be making it this afternoon, so it's just you and me. But that's okay, because we have a good time alone anyway, right? And it looks like I might be talking to Orence very soon. He does sound for many of our Moon Tribe and Lucent Dossier and various activities, and I believe he has something coming up next weekend. But unfortunately, when I was talking to him on the phone just a moment ago, his phone battery died, so we'll try to get Orence back on the phone, and then we'll talk a little bit about what might be going on next weekend. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, next weekend I'm on call. I can't do much of anything, but at least not travel-wise, but you can still do something. So anyway, what's going on? Oh, yeah, did you hear about this tornado? What was it, down in Georgia? With the kids who were in high school, and you know, unfortunately, it's so funny because it's a really interesting story, because the kids weren't allowed to, you know, they weren't allowed to leave school early, and who knows what the school officials knew about the tornado actually coming, because come on, how much foreknowledge do you have of something like, you know, a tornado hitting? I mean, I guess you might have a little bit, but it might not be a lot. And to blame the weather forecasters, or to blame the school officials about the fact that, you know, they didn't know that the tornado was coming, I mean, that's kind of harsh. You know what I mean? Hindsight is 20/20. So anyway, but of course there's kids, you know, at the school who had to stay at the school. And, you know, the school, I think, did what they could when they knew that the tornado was coming. But there was a lot of damage and some kids got hurt. And I don't think anyone died, but you can check me on that if I'm wrong. But, you know, it's one of those situations. It's like, it's nature, you know? And it's like we want to sue nature these days. I mean, it's like, come on, we've got to realize that life is life, and, you know, good things and bad things happen, and there's not always someone to blame. And I wish, you know, our society could kind of get out of the mindset that every time something happens, there's someone to blame. You know, it's just whatever, you know, that the bumper sticker, it happens, whatever. So anyway, it's just, it's too bad that I feel like these school officials in Georgia are getting really kind of hit with this. But, you know, and I don't know what the true story is. And, I heard that they didn't want to close school because they didn't want to add an extra day at the end of the year. And, you know, of course, there's petty decisions that get made, and that's a mistake. But, you know, first of all, we should know all the information before we cast judgment. Second of all, let's just remember that, you know, natural disasters happen. You know, I had one as my namesake, and, you know, probably will never end hearing about it. But it's just what happens, you know what I mean? So anyways, there's going to be more that happen, unfortunately, and we'll just have to live with that too. So let's see what we've got going on with the old Nouvelle Vague. Frequency and Phrenology, Dr. Groovy, talking to you, giving you tunes. Call me, 213-252-0998.
When they kick at your front door, how you gonna come? With your hands on your head, or on the trigger of your gun? When the law break in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement, or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you have to answer too. Oh, the guns of Brixton. Feels good, and your life, you like it well. But surely your time will come, as in heaven, as in hell. You see, he feels like Ivan, born under the Brixton sun. His game is called surviving. At the end of the hunt, they come. No mercy, they got him with a gun.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Orance, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey. So we have Orance of Alien Underground on with us at Kill Radio. And so I wanted to ask you and Darren about what you got going on next weekend.
Oh, we're going to do a little thing out in the desert. We're not actually organizing it, but we've got some sound equipment. We're just going to kind of ride out.
Okay.
Do a thing.
So what do you mean, a thing out in the desert? What do you mean when you say that?
You know, people get together out in the desert and they have a little party.
So it's a party out in the desert.
Dance, do some DJ music, and make some nice lights. And
so what do you think?
With each other.
What do you think about the term rave?
I don't think it's a rave. I mean,
but what do you think about that term? Is it like dead?
I kind of think that rave has got a bad leg. I think that rave is kind of like a gimpy side of what a party is. Rave has got like a mainstream aspect to it that doesn't really portray well in the media.
It's much more colorful and candy. That's what I think of.
There are aspects of it that are colorful and candy. I think that it comes with a connotation of abuse and and acceptance of things that shouldn't be given to certain people that are younger.
That's a very good point.
And I think that that's a dangerous thing, no matter how you want to look at it. And I can totally understand why the conservative world would see it that way.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And so the parties that you promote and that you are participating with are more kind of mature,
safer. Well, I'm not
promoting
this one. I'm just helping some friends out.
But you have promoted others in the past, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's with Alien Underground or with... Do you have
With other groups. In my group, other groups, sometimes friends get together because they just want to have an occasion, you know?
Right, sure. Like birthday parties.
Yeah, sure.
There was a birthday party kind of like a couple months ago. That was out in the desert.
Yeah, we had my birthday party last month, and that was pretty fun.
Oh my God, happy birthday! I didn't know it was your birthday last month.
Yeah, I heard you had one too.
Yeah, on Monday. I didn't have a party on the desert for it, but...
that was different. That was another party that Darren and I worked on. That was actually an Alien Underground party.
Oh, okay, got it. And I didn't get invited? What happened? Excuse me?
What happened at the party?
No, why didn't I get invited? I didn't know about this.
The other party? I didn't know that you were interested. I don't know. It was a really small thing in a friend's house. It wasn't really like a rager or anything.
I think you should assume that I'm interested. And then the other part is, you assume I can't go.
Well, my friend made a velvet cake, and it was, we partied.
That's great.
We played some music in the living room, and it was a nice house with a nice garden. And
cool.
We had a nice time. Everybody does this kind of thing.
That's very nice.
You
kind of have to.
Everybody needs DJ equipment and DJ friends.
Yeah, I agree. And I've got to work mine up a little bit. My DJ equipment is kind of minimal, and I got to work on it a little bit. But
sometimes, there's other parts of the burn site. The burn scene has the other aspects of it, and they have more spoken word and visual art, and presentational kind of enactment.
Uh huh.
They're like, I like the aspect of groups of people that get together and kind of influence each other, through some sort of a routine. I really like the idea of theatrical, presence inside of a crowd, because you can play out things and kind of work through stories with groups of people, and it's its own kind of like art.
Yeah.
In my opinion, because you can really like work with a room, especially if the people are there to enjoy it. You can really help cater, just different thoughts and experiences. Not necessarily steering them, but like giving them like little indexes here and there to do whatever they're going to do with it.
That sounds great.
Sorry? I heard interference for a second.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, the station is not always so perfectly run.
Leave your 2.3 or whatever it is gigahertz behind when you're playing with wireless people.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. You gotta go 5.9.
Okay, got
that
it.
Spectrum.
That's good to know. Thank you very much for the information. Good. And any other kinds of upcoming events or anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, we're definitely working on a burn camp, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
All three of us, I think, we're part of the same camp.
And Alien Underground's going to be having a camp at the burn?
You know it.
Okay. And anything you want to say about it, like any preparations for it that we should know about?
Well, I'm not sure what Darren's been playing.
Okay.
But I think that Darren was in this year. Weren't you in this year?
Is Darren the one that, like, was in Florida or something?
Oh, I lost Darren. He left.
Oh, my God.
Where'd he go?
But now
Darren was not the one from Florida. Mikey was the one from Florida.
Mikey's the one. But Darren didn't go this year.
No, Darren wasn't able to go this year. He had just
okay, so I don't know Darren yet.
So, you know, day jobs do that.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. All right, so anything else you want to tell our Kill Radio
you
listeners?
You want to hear about the camp, right?
Sure.
So basically, our plan is.
Oh, wait a minute.
You got family, don't you?
Wait, Orange.
Yep.
There's a birthday celebration that just walked in the door for me.
Oh, nice.
There you go, princess.
Here, let me. I'm gonna pull you off air because I've got to blow out my candles before I burn down the station.
That
okay.
Sounds good. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Hold on 1 second. Hello, okay, Kill Radio listeners, frequency and phrenology time with Dr. Groovy. And as it turns out, yes,
birthday girl.
It was my birthday on Monday.
Birthday girl.
And a birthday celebration just walked in the door for me from Tommy D and Becky Lips, who I am so happy to see because I always love seeing them here.
Happy birthday, Dr.
Happy
Groovy.
Birthday to you.
And we have a lovely cake courtesy of Vaughn's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Maybe
it was John's.
It was Vaughn's. It's the authentic.
Yeah. You know, they both have used the same font, so it's easy to get confused.
I know. You know, I thought they were the same company, but like the cheaper version of the same company or something like that.
It's one that old Russian shop had.
You guys.
Anyway.
They're wearing, you know, the little happy birthday hats, too. It's so festive.
Courtesy of, it wasn't even 99 cent store. It was like 7 day sale store.
Well, you know how good that stuff is.
It was some sort of Russian mob front, I think.
May I put a hat on your head, Katrina?
Of course. Put a hat on my head.
You have your own specialized hat.
Thank you. Uh-oh, I'm afraid to know this. Is it a frequency and phrenology hat in some way? No. It feels like a baby hat or something.
Phrenological hat.
It is a could you say it again, Becky Lips?
It is a
phrenological hat.
Phrenological hat.
It's a phrenological
hat. Something that has to do with phrenology. Here, I better blow out these candles before they start eating into the
happy
cake. Hold on.
Happy birthday to
Ready?
You.
Ready?
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
happy
to
birthday,
you.
Happy birthday, Dr. Groovy.
Nice. Everyone at home,
oh
clap,
my God,
damn it,
that cake.
Clap. God
Yay!
Damn it.
This cake looks so German chocolate. Can I say that? That yes. It looks German chocolate. Did you guys do that on purpose?
Yeah, because you're German.
All right, well, thank you.
It has nothing to do with the rest of your life. It's German. German chocolate.
So Becky's still trying to tie the hat on my head. It's not going on as well as one would hope, but it's getting there. It's getting there. All right, are we set? How do I look?
You look a little, looks like your own little personal bonnet with a grilled cheese on your head.
Oh, do I have a grilled cheese on my head? I didn't even see. Wow. This is amazing. Is this one of these
and
things?
That's not all.
Oh, God, there's more. Oh, my God.
Yes, there's no party like a Kill Radio party.
Wow, I'm really impressed. Oh, my God.
Yes, we just opened the Miller High Life.
Oh, my God.
We got three balloons we blew up on the way.
You guys rock. I've never had such a... Oh, wow. Thanks. I've never had such a wonderful birthday surprise. This rocks the house.
Sorry to do it. Just come in at the last minute. Like,
no, hey, it's not. We got a half an hour to go.
That's right.
You guys.
you have no idea. What's
That's going to be the next MySpace photo right there.
Actually, can I get Tommy Salsa and Dr. Judy?
Oh my God, we're taking pictures now.
We're taking pictures.
Isn't that funny? We're taking pictures on internet radio. Can't get much better than that. And I'm going to keep talking while you're taking the picture.
That's right. This is great radio right here.
Oh. We know how to do it, all right? If you want your house rocked, if you want your body rocked, you tune in to Kill Radio and Frequency and Phrenology. Am I wrong? Oh, my God.
We got, I would say the left, but really I know it's the right. Oh my god, I got a tambourine! This is pretty amazing. Okay, so now we can make some music. Oh, and we have ice cream with the cake.
That's right. There's nothing like discount Haagen-Dazs ice cream for a birthday.
I'm gonna pull this tambourine out because we're gonna. You know what? I almost brought my drum today and I didn't. So.
Dr. Groovy is going to sit on the cake.
Oh. Do I have to?
Yes.
Oh jeez.
Didn't we mention this is a splashing party?
Wow.
Yeah.
Known
as splashing.
The GVP, our little crew of friends, good vibes posse. We have this tendency to smash cakes into other people's faces. So I'm just, not that I'm suggesting anything, but
face get wasted.
You know, yeah, exactly. Especially when they're like filled with jelly and stuff. So, you know, wow. So there's a grilled cheese on a pink ribbon that I get to wear on my head. Wow, it's made out of cork. And balloons. It's a festive atmosphere here at killradio.org. You're missing all the fun, but you're here with us. We know you're here in spirit.
No, you're part of the fun.
If you could be with us, we would be putting you on the microphone as well.
We're going to be eating cake and ice cream for you at home, too.
Woo!
Yeah,
213-253-2501.
That's
right. Wish the good doctor a happy birthday.
0998. Orrance, thank you so much for calling in and telling us about Alien Underground, and we will talk more about Burning Man Camp, I promise. I didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, when a party walks in the door, you gotta listen.
That's right.
I'm sure Orrance would understand that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, we got Luther Davis Group behind all this. Isn't that great? And the editors are coming up next. I'm gonna focus on the cake for a moment because it looks really... Oh my gosh, it's coming.
Goodbye.
This is how I talk with cake in my mouth. That's how much fun this is. Hey, Kill Radio. Listen and learn.
Change, and it always does.
fucking birthday. Birthday boy, birthday girl. Birthday boy, birthday girl. Birthday boy, birthday girl. Call me Christ, evil, nice. Birthday boy, birthday girl. Birthday boy, birthday girl. Birthday boy, birthday girl. Call me Christ, evil, nice.
Birthday to me.
Colin, if you are. You gave birth to a special, special lady.
All right, Wow. Well,
yeah, that was pretty crazy.
We were just dancing like maniacs in here.
There was dancing. There was city on cakes. Becky sat on the cake.
Did she sit on it? Yeah, she just kind of
She nudged it with her ass.
She nudged
with
it.
With her ass cheek.
Right.
That's a
but her ass cheek does happen to be covered.
Now, so, yeah, now it is.
That's not, that's not as bad. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You know what to do with that thing. Just don't get too close to it because it's, you know, who knows what's been done with it. That's the microphone I'm talking about. Just in case you're wondering.
Oh, this is pretty good champagne, actually.
They brought me a bottle of champagne.
It's Chardonnay champagne.
What does that mean? Is that like
I don't know.
Champagne?
Like, yeah, probably.
You can't really call champagne,
well,
so you give
them
if you
call 99 cent store champagne cheap, then yeah, I guess it is. That's your definition, then sure.
Was it 99 cents?
You know, but champagne is really judged on the intention. It's not the actual thing.
That is really true.
So it's excellent champagne.
That is really true. So, and did you get this, can I ask about the grilled cheese, corkboard bread grilled cheese sandwich that was on my head?
That's
was
a that... grilled cheese hat that Becky Lips made.
You made this?
She made that.
Oh, my God.
I was posed with a challenge.
It was a dare.
That was, it was a dare.
I had 2 hours and limited resources, and that's what I came up with.
I came up with a grilled
I'm
cheese
quite
hat,
impressed.
Which she wore to Bar 107 last night.
And the use of the tambourine is quite impressive.
Yeah.
When I have my next band...
Yeah.
Hello, tambourine player.
Woo. Right? That's what this is all about, tambourine. Really, Katrina.
Yeah, we're going to have some alternative percussion.
Audition.
And it's going to be tambourine with, what's on that? With Pokemons or something? Oh, no, just
my
happy.
My thing, happy.
Happy bears. That doesn't look Japanese or anything.
No. They do have
they're colorful.
And flowers on them, too.
There are some mushrooms and flowers.
What does all
that
mean?
That's why
mean?
They're happy.
Happy. And music.
Happy.
So how's your belated birthday today?
Oh, going? My God, it rocks. It rocks the
doing
house.
Right? Oh, it's sweet.
Yeah.
How'd you like that last track?
That last what? Oh, track?
Track.
Oh, my God. That was perfect.
Wasn't it, though? Happy fucking birthday.
You guys win the award for perfect music on a belated birthday internet radio show.
Awesome.
Definitely. And I'll give you your award next week. I'll figure out what it is.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I might not be here. That might be your reward. Or award. Reward? Award.
Award.
You'd rather an award than a reward? Interesting, eh?
I'd rather an award. Perfect. It seems a little more distinguished.
Award is like something you earn.
Reward? Reward is something you work for. Award is something someone else deems you've earned without you even knowing.
Hello, Miss Dictionary. That's quite nice. Thank you.
Trina, you've hardly touched your cake.
I know. Well, there's just so much cake.
You're overstimulated.
I'll keep eating. I know. And once I eat all this sugar, believe me, I will be even more than overstimulated. Look at my cheeks. I'm getting flushed.
She's getting flushed.
I think I am too. It might be because I sat in a cake, though, as well.
And it's German chocolate cake. What do we say about that? Oh, I'll stop saying that.
It was just a random selection.
I like this cake. It's really good.
It's actually pretty good.
I'm going to be going to dinner next with my parents, and I'm not going to be hungry.
Your parents are in town? Is
yeah.
That?
Oh, did I not mention that?
No, you didn't. Wow.
Call in, Mom and Dad.
After I'm acting like this, I'm going to go hang out with my parents.
Nice.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad, if you're listening. Yeah, say hi to them.
Hey. Hello
hi.
There.
Tommy, have you
Dr.
met my
Ruby's
parents?
I have met your parents.
Yeah.
So I have met your parents.
You can say hi, and they'll know who you are.
Yes. Hey, this is
Becky,
Tommy.
You can meet them one day if you want. They'll be here till Tuesday.
I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, they're cool people.
Mom and Dad.
Actually, you know what? I might try calling them. I'll see if they're at the hotel yet.
Are they, what hotel are they from?
We can have a good conversation.
Maybe
real quick.
Announce that.
The Holiday Inn.
Nice.
The Holiday
Inn. Chillin' at the Holiday Inn.
Yes, that's right, baby.
Do they have wireless? Are they listening?
I hope so. They said they were going to, but, you know, I don't believe these things until, you know, it actually happens. But, you know, they have been known to listen. I think what they do is they listen for, like, a second, and then they turn it down. So, and then they look
but
at the fact
what?
That my name is, like, on the banner of the website, and they think that's enough.
That's pretty cool.
But that's
is that
all
what
right,
you guys are
you
doing?
Know?
No, of course that's all right. I'm fine with it. You know what?
Take the casual listeners.
I think sometimes
cool.
I would rather them not listen because it might be a little
Where do they reside when they're not at the Holiday Inn?
They are in Virginia.
Oh.
They have a farm in Virginia with cows. And horses and dogs and cats. And
like the heart of Virginia or in
you know where the mountains
tip?
Are.
Oh.
You know, in that kind of part of Virginia. I wouldn't say it's the heart, but
Maybe the esophagus.
Yeah, exactly. The esophagus. Maybe the fat pad on the right side of the esophagus.
Okay.
Maybe the parathyroid.
So the fat pad on the side
fat
of the esophagus?
Fat pad.
The fat pad.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that made more sense to me than parathyroid, though, so.
Hey, are you guys going to go to Coachella?
Well,
I'm really getting stoked for it.
No, I've got a pass, but you know, I might be out of the country.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
I might be in Thailand, so
I
know.
That.
But you know what? A lot of great bands. Really getting jazzed at seeing Arcade Fire.
So
as well as a bunch of smaller bands.
You might go, and you might be out of town.
And this band
me?
That we're listening to in the background right here, the Good, Bad, and the Queen, are going to be there.
Right, I know exactly, which is why I was thinking about it, and that's why I'm getting kind of stoked about it. I keep hearing like these bands get played, and they're going to be at Coachella, and I'm like, oh. It's gonna be a good day.
I gotta figure that out. But yeah, it's gonna be a good.
Well, it'd be nice to have you there, Tommy D.
I'd love to be there.
And you too, Becky.
And I won't be going.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't have tickets, and it's like.
That doesn't mean you're not going. That just means you don't have tickets.
We could smuggle you
in. This moment. Well, it perfectly well could happen that you will have tickets at the time you need to have tickets, because we have Craigslist.
That's right.
Yeah. Lots of good ideas. Oh.
Supergrass.
Pumping on your stereo, baby. Kill Radio Frequency and Phrenology.
Cigarette. You're the one who makes me sing. Bring happiness in everything. You're the only real one, a real way to have some fun. Uh-huh. But I don't know.
All right. Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Going fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Did you just get here?
Just got in. It took a long time to get from the airport up to Burbank.
Yeah.
I thought on Saturday it would not take very much time.
Because you came into LAX, right?
Came into LAX, right.
Yeah, see, did you know that the LA Marathon is tomorrow, Dad?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned that. And I think the traffic is pretty terrible because there are a lot of people in town for the marathon.
I see.
And not only that, they're blocking off streets.
I see.
So well, it's hard to get around.
You suggested that we fly into Burbank
mm-hmm.
Airport, but there are not very many direct flights from Washington, D.C. to Burbank Airport.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's okay. Now you're here. Are you
yeah.
okay? Did the traffic
yeah.
almost kill you?
We had a good time. We had a very good flight.
Good.
And a very good trip in from the farm this morning.
Good.
So.
Yeah, we were just talking about your farm a little bit. I was telling the peeps about the farm with the cows. And you
yeah.
just had four baby
well, we
cows.
Have one. Your mom has one calf that's not yet born, but she's got these four little ones. They're just as cute as can be.
She's got another one coming?
Yeah, she's got another one coming.
Wow. Okay. And how are the horses doing?
The horses are doing fine.
Good.
They don't get ridden enough because yeah. we, in the wintertime, don't ride them as a rule.
So me and my friends have to come and ride them, huh?
You need to come and ride. That's
all right.
Right.
You guys, we need to take a trip to Virginia. Dad, my friends just came in, Tommy and Becky, they just came in and brought me this whole birthday surprise celebration.
Oh, really?
Isn't that sweet?
Well, hello, Tommy, and hello, Becky, and I'm glad you're taking advantage of...
They say hey.
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 Good. And taking advantage of your birthday.
Yeah, they're quite taking advantage of it. They're almost exploiting it, actually. But it was so sweet. They came in with a cake and a tambourine and hats and a grilled cheese sandwich to put on top of my head. It was really, really cool.
Well, here, while you're still in the air, let me put your mom on. Hello?
Okay.
Hello, Katrina. It's good to be in beautiful downtown Burbank.
Hi, Mom. Welcome to beautiful downtown Burbank. So what can you see from your window?
A parking lot.
All right. That's Los Angeles. That's very good. Are you seeing the construction as well? I believe there's a bit of construction right next to your hotel.
We're not on that side of the hotel.
Too bad. Yeah, I didn't get you the room with a view, so to speak.
But I actually see a little bit of the mountains.
Oh, hey, the mountains. There we go. I wonder, which mountains would those be? The San Gabriel, maybe?
Well, they're not very tall.
They're not very tall.
No snow on these, and I did see snow on other mountains.
There might be some debris on them.
Well, there's a radio tower or something.
No, there's a radio tower. Well, that's what we have on our mountains. We don't have snow.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Maybe, yeah.
So.
Well, welcome to Los Angeles. I'm going to be seeing you quite soon. Is there anything you want to impart to my Kill Radio listeners?
Only that I wish I could. We knew more about their music that they listen to, but I am always willing to learn.
I know, Mom. You're really good about that. You remember that time I played Mars Volta and you said you
yes.
liked it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was
yeah.
that was a song called Cicatrix,
uh-huh.
ESP, and you said you liked it, and I was very
yes,
impressed.
I did indeed.
I was very impressed that you listened to that. So, yeah, and remember Coachella, Mom? Remember I told
uh-huh.
you about that? Yeah, that's coming up soon. That's at the
okay.
end of April. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And remember how I ended up in that little documentary? Did I show you that little piece?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my friend Tommy, who's here with me now, made this little loop of that section that I have to show you because you guys haven't seen that yet. Uh-huh. And it's a really funny loop of me dancing.
Oh, my. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you guys will like it. So I'll show you
that
later.
I'm also looking forward to seeing some pictures from Burning Man this year. I haven't seen them yet.
Nice. Nice, Mom. Yeah, I have like 10 pictures because I didn't really take very many. But I will certainly show them to you. And maybe, Tommy, do you have any pictures from Burning Man?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Tommy says he's got a few he can throw in.
Good.
He'll show you some pictures, too. We'll post them on the internet, and so we can have a little web viewing.
Oh, that's great.
Of all of our photos.
That is definitely the best way.
So, Mom, is there anything you're looking forward to while you're here?
Nothing in particular. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you and a little time around L.A.
Uh-huh.
And just having fun.
Cool. All right, well, we'll do it, because, you know, we're going to go to Palm Springs tomorrow, but I'll tell you about that later on. Yeah,
terrific.
We'll talk about that, because we're going to meet my new cousin.
Exactly.
Your new... Would you call him a nephew? Or
yes,
a great nephew. A great nephew. Yeah, you're a great aunt, Mom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, including being a grandmother. So
and
awesome. All right, Mom. Well, I'm gonna sign you off so we can listen to some Brian Jonestown Massacre. How do you feel about that?
Great. Have a great time with that. And I will try to log in on the internet here.
On killradio.org. Right, Mom?
Yes.
All right, cool.
That's right.
You rock, Mom. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Why would you not?
Oh, man, sugar high.
I know, seriously.
Oh, I'm crashing big time.
I'm almost like, it's almost like a Slurpee headache.
Yeah, you get like a 10-minute rush, and then you gotta like take a nap for 2 hours.
And we danced hard for like, what, 3 minutes, maybe?
It was pretty crazy.
It was like at least 3 minutes.
To an 11-minute song.
This music's gonna make you crash out, too. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a great song.
It'll end in tears. That's what they say about a 37th birthday. It'll end in tears.
That's right. 37th birthday ends in tears.
So what do you guys think about my mom and dad?
I think they're swell.
I remember, they could be listening. No, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love your mother's enthusiasm.
Isn't she cute?
Yes. Yeah.
And they just drove in. They probably took an hour getting there from LAX.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my God. I'm sure the Burbank traffic sucked. So I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, if it took you that long.
Hey, you know, relax in the hot tub at the
Holiday Inn.
The Holiday Inn.
Yeah, or they could relax in my hot tub at my house. Although it's kind of dirty. I looked in there and there's actually dirt in there.
That's not good.
I think the top got left off it for a little while.
Nice.
And I have a big pumpkin plant growing like crazy in the back of my house.
Is that intentional? Or?
No, I just haven't been up there in a while, and all of a sudden I went up there and I was like, ooh, wow, we got a little bit of problem back here. So
that's pretty exciting.
I got to do some machete work back there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take out your frustrations on the pumpkin plant.
Damn straight. That's
just
the way
wait
to do
until
it.
Halloween.
Oh,
have your own patch.
That's true. Right. Yeah, I could.
Make some extra money.
Got a little bit of time to go before Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could grow up some mighty fine pumpkins by then, probably.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, maybe we'll do that. All right, so we're going to be signing off, and Talk Is Still Cheap is up next if they choose to show.
Is he having a birthday party, too?
Maybe. Could be. Because you know what? I don't know what anyone else's birthday is. I feel so guilty. Because somebody knows mine and I don't know theirs, and I feel bad.
Thank God for MySpace. The birthday reminders.
Is there a birthday reminder on MySpace too?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you.
Yeah. It'll remind you of everything. Of your
then I have no excuse. I should know just as much as anyone else when their birthday is. All right, well, I'll work on it. So we were just looking up Tuscadero. So any Tuscadero folks who are listening in, hi. I used to know
Jack
and Phil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure out of our 13 listeners, maybe they're listening.
You should Google them and learn a little bit.
Yeah. Which we were doing with Kathleen Hanna earlier today. I was having my own little monologue discussion of Kathleen Hanna. Yeah, because she used to. I used to kind of know her a little bit too. She used to date a friend of mine.
You've just known everyone.
But anyways,
and now she knows us.
I've known some people in some ways. But I wish to know more people in more ways. How's that? All right.
New year.
All right.
More people.
New year.
Yeah.
More people and
new
more
connections.
Ways.
New connections. Hey, so you've been listening to Frequency and Phrenology, 4:30 to 6 p.m. on killradio.org. Frequency and Phrenology. Dr. Groovy, Tommy D, Becky Lips. Here entertaining your
the special
ears.
Special birthday edition.
Tickling your tympanic membranes. Hey, I like that one. Yeah. Or she's
good.
Tickling your temporal lobe.
Ooh, yeah, I like that too.
Okay.
I learned all about temporal lobes on Wednesday night.
What could they be massaging?
Your
meninges.
Meninges! Nice!
Your sonic muscles.
All right, we're going to sign off with Lily Allen. We'll talk to y'all next week. Take care. Bye.
Bye.